Boker Tov, everybody. Today is Chet Be'av Tavshin Pei, Erev Tisha Be'av, Shemirachem Aleinu. So we'll do a little bit of Tomer Devora, and then we'll have another. I prepared a Sichat Musar on Tisha Be'av, so maybe we'll do that after. We'll do two separate recordings. Anybody who wants to stay on from the Zoom is certainly more than welcome. So as follows, yesterday we were speaking about that part of the way to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Keter. He says that although it's impossible to act b'midat HaKeter, which is completely chesed v'rachamim all the time, it doesn't work. However, there are certain times that a person is not allowed or should, it's highly not recommended for a person to be acting with any type of din or gvurot or kpeda. And he says, for instance, let's say when he said Shabbatot, on Shabbatot, just like in Shamayim, there's no din. And just like Ba'aretz, also there's no en danim Shabbat, there's no beddin, there's no none of that on Shabbat. Everything is kulo chesed v'rachamim. I quoted you yesterday from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says, "Lo tibarish b'chol moshavotachem b'yom Shabbat." That's a reference to what? It's a reference to "Lo tibarish." You're not allowed to be angry on Shabbat. The Zohar HaKadosh explains it as follows. So too, a person should not use these midot at those times. And the Ramak, we ended yesterday by saying, how could it be a person's trying to open up the gates of mercy in heaven through the tefillot and the seudot and the zmirot and everything, and then he acts with midot that are completely antithetical to that? He says that is certainly counterintuitive and counterproductive. So he continues as follows, and he says, "Varad varim kal vachomen. Im asfirot ha'alyonot bagbirot ha'dinim ha'kedoshim ve'ha'kas ha'kadosh. Lo yishre ha'keter ba'em im ha'adam yagbir ha'kas ha'chitzoni afilu yeh l'shem shamayim. Kol sheken shelo yishre ha'keter ve'ora alav." You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midat ha'din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midat ha'kas, it's holy. It's completely holy. And there are certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does implement those midot. And yet, even with those holy midot, the keter is not mityached with those midot. Kal vachomer by a person, even if he's kavanah l'shem shamayim, kal vachomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's keter will not rest on a person who acts with midat ha'din and midat ha'kas, just like kal vachomer, the midot ha'alyonot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the keter and the gvurot don't go together. And he says, u'magam shubal le'orero al midot ha'alyonot, v'hen omrot kama azut panim yesh bo. אין אור הכתר מתגלה בנו מפני דיננו הקדוש והטהור, והוא רוצה לגלותו מלא כעס ופעולות מגונות חיצוניות. A person can actually, when a person acts בכעס, that can actually backfire on a person. It's very dangerous, says the Ramak על פי הקבלה. Why is that? He says, מידת הדין, which is קדוש וטהור, comes before הקדוש ברוך הוא and says, there are certain times where we are not in effect. Let's say Shabbatot, ימים טובים, and other times, and any other times that the keter does not show or does not rest on those midot. So that midat ha-din comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, one second. Even we who are kadosh v'tahor, midat ha-kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midat ha-din, and the keter is not mityached banu, this person who gets angry and tries to be me'orer ha-din with many, many ulterior motives, what do you think every time a person gets upset and gets makpid? It's l'shem shamayim. Ma pitom. There's a lot of ulterior motives a person has, different reasons why he does that, and the midat ha-din comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, we're not good enough for the keter. This guy is, and that brings about midat ha-din on the person. It's a tremendous lesson. So he says, lekach tzarich ha-adam b'yamim tovim u'v'shabbatot u'v'yom ha-kippurim u'v'sh'at ha-tefila u'sh'ot esek ha-torah she'enan she'ot ha-gvurot ela she'ot gilui ha-ratzon ha-elyon lechonen de'otav b'midot ha-elu kulan. Which means there are certain times, he says, what are these times? Shabbat, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, anytime you're praying, anytime you're learning, those are Sha'ot Ratzon. Va'ani tefillati lecha Adonai et Ratzon, Elohim berov chasdecha, aneli be'emet ish'echa. Et Ratzon means it's a time only for midot tovot, midot of chesed and rachamim. You know, sometimes, where do many, the Chafetz Chaim writes it all over the place in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It says, where do many fights happen? True. You know that? You ever wonder? In Beit HaKnesset, Beit HaMidrash, sometimes, especially among, we don't want to say, but especially in certain communities, oh, that's like the boxing room. Right? They come to shul in order to, you know, box it out. what does that start from? Because people get irked, and you know, there's many, many different things. Many different things that can irk a person in shul. Like anywhere else. But shul, everybody, you know, kishmokim beta knesset, everybody's mechunas, everybody comes together. And you know, different strokes for different folks, and not always does everything, you know, there's plenty of things that I'm talking to you from a personal level, plenty of things that annoy me in the shul. About manasot, you know, this person's not wearing a mask, and this person's, you know, you have the person sitting right next to you who's, you know, he's like, what are you going to do? Shat ha-tefillah is supposed to be a time of what? It's supposed to be a time of menuchat ha-nefesh, of chasadim, and rachamim. When a person learns Torah, you know, he gets disturbed here, he gets disturbed there. A person can be kpedah. Says the Ramak, hold on tight. You got to calm yourself. Cool your jets. Why? That's not the time for midat ha-din. A person can take the midat ha-din and turn it against himself if he gets angry or if he gets makpid at these times. And he says, "Ushar shaot." What about the rest of the, you know, the rest of the day or the rest of the days of the week when it's not such sha'at ratzon? What do you do with midat ha-din then? So he says, "Ushar shaot ishtamesh b'midot anisharot la'avodat Hashem." Use those midot sparingly and la'avodat Hashem. Midat ha-kas, midat ha-din. Use that only very sparingly. Not we're not even talking about getting angry or makpid at people when it's a misplaced sense of anger. No, not that. Elama kashen va'el. Vaz kasher ishtamesh b'midot elu yeh nachon uvatuach sheiftach ha-mekorot ha'anyonim. When you use such a midot sparingly, the midat ha-din, you use it sparingly in a way that's l'shem shamayim. The Gemara says, when is a person supposed to use midat ha-kas? The Gemara says, let's say for chinuch, a rebbe or a parent, only outwardly. The Gemara says that there were certain amoraim that put on an angry face, an angry show. There were some amoraim that used to break kelim in order to, they used to break kelim in order to kind of frighten the people in their house to, you know, to fix their ways, to mend their ways. Aval mikol makom, at the end of the day, this midat ha-kas has to be sparingly, and when he does, then the midat ha-din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Va'Tahor, will be used letovato velo lera'ato. The midat ha-din will not backfire against the person, so says the Rama. So, that's for the Tomer Devorah for today. Let's say...